8 o'clock. It is 99.4 at Top Radio. A very good morning, wherever you're listening in to us from. I'm Elizabeth Akiro. David Bicha Mokwere has called on the leaders across the Teso sub-region to actively engage in scholarship programs as a strategy to improve education standards. Bicha Mokwere, the MP-elect, made the remarks recently at the 52nd birthday celebrations of Muhoozi K. Nerugaba in Bukedia Comprehensive School. It was organized by the Patriotic League of Uganda, PLU, a political pressure group associated with K. Nerugaba. He explained that the initiative goes beyond sports, aiming to expand access to education through scholarships. Okwere proposed that each member of parliament in this 12th parliament should identify at least one child from their constituency to benefit from a fully funded scholarship at Bukedia Comprehensive School. According to him, the program has the potential to significantly improve education across the country in ensuring that deserving learners from different constituencies access quality education.
They have extended their contribution on the thoughts of this running alone, but to a scholarship to see that every member of parliament in the 12th parliament should actually bring one child from his constituency to receive a free scholarship and study in BCS, Kedia Comprehensive School. And that contribution reflects that they value the importance of all region in Uganda, whether from northern, eastern, central, western, and whichever area, they will all be felt here. And this is, of course, part of the things which we are doing as a contribution for his run, to commemorate his run. We believe in him as a patriot, and we also want to thank him and His Excellency Yoweri Museveni Kaguta for having contributed to the peace that we are having in Teso and Uganda at large.
Meanwhile, Wilberforce Tukey, the RDC for Bukedia, commended President Museveni for creating a conducive environment that enabled these celebrations.
I want to say thank you, has been able to cover most of the event that they are here. This is commendable. As we celebrate the 52 years of MK's existence, it shouldn't just go by that. We should also appreciate the positives that at least we are seeing in his leadership. One, we are looking at him as a standby generator for purpose of sustaining the peace that we are having as a country. Also important to note is that while we are celebrating these 52 years of his being on earth, he has also identified that each member of parliament identifies one kid for purpose of education, free of charge. To me, that's a very, very big positive gesture. For us, I've been wanting it out of it. I want to believe it will go a long way in ensuring that if we can be continuing on the annual basis, then we shall have very many children benefiting from under the MK arrangement. These are some of the positives that we are looking forward to benefiting in this government.
Ziparakol has also appreciated the role K. Nerugaba initiating scholarship opportunities in Teso and beyond.
And we want to thank the Almighty God and thank the Honorable Speaker of Parliament for pushing for the MK run in Bukedia district. It is the first thing of its kind. And when we lost our dear MP Helen, Honorable Speaker pulled the tuition to pay the girl from senior 1 to senior 4, which was an indicator that we have to help our children who are in need. And that thing, I want MPs always encouraged at least to pick one from the district and help to educate from their constituency. So we also want to appreciate those ones who have taken up, like the Right Honourable Speaker of Parliament. She has already taken it up and already she has been doing. Like those ones who get first grade in Bukedia district, they always get 100,000 and a mattress for them to be in the secondary level. And being she has her secondary school, she's already sponsoring some of them, and some have been sponsored in the universities and other institutions in nursing school.
And in